T'écoutais du jazz, du dub, beaucoup de rap, du Outkast, du Beastie Boys, du Beck. On pouvait vraiment faire n'importe quoi. Le problème, c'est qu'on était pognés avec des deadlines. J'écoutais du jazz, du dub, beaucoup de rap, du Outkast, du Beastie Boys, du Beck. On pouvait vraiment faire n'importe quoi. Le problème, c'est qu'on était pognés avec des...
Enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Ha hu agestig ri CGSF, nached poing aun FM, Kraalevo Burnaby, British Columbia.
Och, it's a little bit of the Scottish for ya.
Yeah, it's Connor, our music department head, doing our little station ID there for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Yeah, I liked it. I found that in the stack and I was just like, oh boy, I gotta play that one. Because, you know, we got a PlayStation. Well, we don't have to play them. We can just say them. But I can't speak Gaelic, and that was pretty cool. So I thought, let's do it. Connor's in the next room right now. I don't know if he's listening, but if you are, Connor, that was for you. Anyway, yeah. So, rainy day, exciting days, exciting times. You were just listening to Super Plage, middle of the chunk of the album, Grosse Maison, yeah, I'm not going to try that anymore. Four tracks, 1990, Chill, Miroir, and Deadlines. And, oh man, those are some boppers. My head was starting to bop around. It's like, maybe this isn't a good album to listen to when you're reading a book. Like, oh my gosh, it might be too distracting. Probably. Because if I were reading one of my favorites for rainy days, like a Stephen King book or something, I'd just be like, horror or groove? I'd start grooving because, you know, music does that thing to you where you lose control and you just don't understand why. If you've seen the movie Home, perhaps that makes sense to you. Anyway, yeah, rainy days. You know, and I was thinking you know, I was mentioning that show or the movie Pontypool, which I watched the other day, which I believe is on one of the streamers. I mean, I only have Netflix and Amazon at home, so it's one of those. So check it out if you got a chance. You got about, I think it's an hour and a half long, something like that. If you got some time, if you're driving around, you don't want to watch a show because that's illegal, then maybe you could also listen to the audio drama version, which I did find, I believe, on the Tubes of You. So YouTube, I believe it's on there. I found it somewhere. You just like search for it online with your search engine of choice. I don't know. I've been quacking a lot these days. DuckDuckGo. I like that it doesn't follow you or trace you or chase you or make you give it your credit card information or, you know, any of that fun stuff. Don't give your credit card information to search engines, kids. It's a bad idea. But, yeah, so you can find it on there. But yeah, so yesterday I went to see that new Silent Hill movie with my friend Kay, who's actually coming by the station today to hang out. And I got to say, okay, it was the best Silent Hill movie there has been so far. I did like the first two, but this was way better. But, and maybe I'm aging myself here, but I played Silent Hill 2 when it came out in 2001, and it was really good. And the stories are almost exactly the same. The key surprise, like the twists and stuff, I already kind of knew what was coming. It wasn't note for note the same movie as the game. It wasn't the same story exactly. There were a few nuanceful things that were done that changed it up a wee bit. But by and large, it was very much like I knew all the surprises that were coming. I recognized all the characters. I was like, oh, I mean, this character wasn't in the first game, but I know who that is because I know what the twist is at the end already. So I have this problem where I can never do the TV show cheat on my wife thing because we watch shows together. And if I watch an episode before her and at the end of the day, I'm like we sit down. She's like, oh, it's time to watch that episode. We're going to watch, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally didn't watch it. She knows immediately because as soon as like we get about 15 minutes in, I start falling asleep and I can't help it because I'm just like, my brain is like, oh, this is repeating. So sleep. And I'm like, okay, brain, you're the boss of me. Thank you. So last night I'm watching this movie with my friend and his son and we're sitting there and we're just like, it's going. I'm like, oh, cool. This is neat. Oh, look at all these visuals. Like, I know what the story is, but oh no, we're at a talkie part where they're explaining the story, which I know already. Oh no. And I fell asleep for like 5 minutes and my friend looked over and he starts laughing. And that woke me up because it's like, oh no, I did the thing. I fell asleep, but I hadn't seen the movie yet, but I had played the game when it came out. And it was really good, so I played it a bunch of times, and I knew the story forward and backward. And I was like, oh, no, what shall I do? It was still a great time, though. Like, I highly recommend checking out the movie, even if you have played the game. The visuals, the atmosphere, the music, like, everything came together really well. Highly recommend. It's kind of eerie how they made the movie look like the game at points, which I don't know if I'm cool with that trend because I'm used to the other way around, but let's listen to some music. So coming up, we got Natalie Bergman's album, My Home Is Not In This World, playing three tracks, Didn't Get to Say Goodbye, Changes, and I'll Be Your Number One. So this one coming up right now is Didn't Get to Say Goodbye. And, well, I won't be in the same position because I will get to say goodbye to you after this. So enjoy. Bye.
I didn't know you were leaving so soon. I hardly got to see you. Oh, the world so cold and unkind to you. Oh, my love, where did you go? Are you alone now? Waited so long. On the wall of my hotel.
was a nice set of little tunes there from Natalie Bergman. Didn't Get to Say Goodbye, Changes, and I'll Be Your Number One from her album My Home Is Not in This World. And you know what? We're just about at the end of our time today here on CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Open Mic. My name's Garen Fitzgerald. We've been exploring stitching albums together, going like track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But our final surprise track, which I'll introduce in just a moment, does not follow this formula. Instead, I chose a track that I found that was a little more upbeat, a little more exciting, a little more like, okay, get out the door with a little bit of pep in your step, from a local Vancouver band. And we'll talk about them in just a minute. Before we do that, I just wanted to say that it's been a fun time. We got some great radio coming at you down the pipeline after this. We've got Nicole's Eats and Beats, or is it Beats and Eats? I will figure that out and get back to you. But it's a great show where Nicole, or one of our long-standing friends here, talks about food and music. And, I mean, what could be better on a rainy day, right? After that, we've got the Young Artists Bedroom, which is a couple of local high school students putting on a show about music that they enjoy. And that's followed up by Free Voices, which is a talk show about getting all the things out that you need to get out there in a world that needs to hear these things they are saying. So I hope you enjoy that radio coming up at you. And yeah, just a little last note. Really, I urge you all, please try the sleeping bag thing I mentioned at the top of the hour. Unzip your sleeping bag, stick your feet in the bottom, and put the zipper part underneath you so that the whole thing just opens up like you've, well, I guess like filleted a fish, kind of. And just like your feet stay warm. You got this wonderful cocoon of warmth around you that you can share with another person who can also put their feet in the feet box. If you want to like get up close and personal with somebody, put your feet up on the couch, put your feet up on a stool. Who knows what you are doing or what you are in. I personally came across this hammock camping because it worked really well with my underquilt. Kept me very warm in very cold weather. And so if you're a hammock camper who wants to bring a sleeping bag and stay warm at night, I highly recommend that because, yeah, modern sleeping bags, they come with hoods. It's been a while since I bought a sleeping bag. And I was like, what? There's a hood now. So draping that over my face in like close to freezing weather, very, very, very comfortable. But yeah, that's probably enough about me raving about sleeping bags. So yeah, here to help you kick the sad out of your day is our final track from the band Alone Kitty. It's a track called Too Tired 2, the number 2, tired, number 2, no spaces, from their album Sad Not Sad. And yeah, that's the hour we got for you. So I am Garen Fitzgerald, and you have been listening to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Let me just put that track on for you right now.
This is Bird Note. There is strong debate about whether pet cats should be kept indoors or allowed to roam freely. But outdoor cats kill billions of birds each year in North America, and they live much shorter lives than indoor cats. That's why cat behaviorists like Animal Planet's Jackson Galaxy advocate for keeping our cats indoors.
At the same time, that does take away from their lives in a pretty significant way. They wake up every morning needing to go and kill something. So, what do we do?
Jackson says it's essential to enrich the life of an indoor cat. And first on the list is committing to a play regimen with them.
Not just waving a wand around. It's about committing to the game. You're role-playing, you know? It's method acting. You are a mouse. You are a bird. Get into it.
Just 15 minutes of play can make a huge difference in your cat's life. Next up is enhancing their indoor environment.
We start with the concept of cat TV. Make the windows a destination. Put bird feeders near the windows. You're giving them that ability to sort of passively engage with their raw self.
It takes some work on our part, but both our cats and the birds are worth it. You can learn more ways to make your cat happy indoors on our podcast, Bring Birds Back, sponsored by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Listen in your podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition.